a fresh look for SmackDown. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Friday, July 23rd, 2021. This update is brought to you by IndieWrestling.us.
WWE.
Tonight's SmackDown is going to be unlike any that have come before. Part of tonight's show will be broadcast from the Rolling Loud Hip Hop Festival in Miami, including at least two matches: Bianca Belair defending the SmackDown Women's Championship against Carmella, and Big E versus Apollo Crews. Part of a video screen at the festival site collapsed on Thursday. No one was injured. Repairs are expected to be complete in time for the festival to open as scheduled. The rest of tonight's SmackDown is going to emanate from Cleveland's Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. John Cena is set to appear live. WWE is also promoting the SmackDown debut of Toni Storm. We have a new date for the NXT UK Championship match between Walter and Ilya Dragunov. It'll happen in the United States at TakeOver 36 on August 22nd. The match is being pushed back due to a hand injury for Walter. Pretty Deadly still hold the NXT UK tag titles. They beat Subculture's Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan Webster on Thursday's episode.
Impact Wrestling.
Bullet Club's Dirty Laundry was aired out on last night's Impact. Jay White was in the Impact Zone. He said he's there to go after David Finlay ahead of their upcoming match at New Japan's Resurgence show. Then White, the leader of Bullet Club, directly addressed The Elite. He said the Good Brothers' request to rejoin the group was denied, though White said they can't appeal his decision if they want. White's comments eventually drew out the Good Brothers and Kenny Omega. After some more verbal sparring, the Good Brothers attacked White. That's when Chris Bay ran out to rescue White. Earlier in the show, White had offered Bay a spot in Bullet Club, though Bay has yet to formally accept the offer. Anyway, it'll be White and Bay versus the Good Brothers on next week's Impact. Bay opened last night's show by pinning Rohit Raju with the Art of Finesse. As for Omega, he literally bumped into the X Division champion Josh Alexander backstage, teasing that potential showdown. Havoc and Rosemary beat Fire and Flava to retain the Knockouts tag titles in last night's main event. One half of Fire and Flava, Kiera Hogan, announced earlier in the day that this latest set of tapings is her last with Impact. She told fans she's going to, quote, "see what else is out there for me," end quote. Matt Cardona, Jake Something, and Chelsea Green beat Tennille Dashwood, Sam Beal, and Brian Myers. Green pinned Beal with the Unprettier. Taylor Wilde returned to Impact during this match and interrupted Caleb with a K's interference. Finn Juice beat Ace Austin and Madman Fulton. Juice Robinson rolled up Fulton for the pin. Eddie Edwards and W. Morrissey brawled in the parking lot outside the Skyway Studios. Morrissey retreated after Edwards found a pair of kendo sticks. Knockouts champion Deonna Purrazzo accepted an invitation from Mickie James to defend her title at the NWA's Empower pay-per-view next month.
AEW.
Thunder Rosa is all elite. AEW announced she is now with the company full-time, breaking away early from her contract with the NWA. It was supposed to run through the end of the year.
Ring of Honor.
This weekend's Ring of Honor TV has PCO versus Sledge, Flip Gordon versus world famous CB, and a three-way involving Dalton Castle, Dak Draper, and Eli Isom. Jonathan Gresham will defend the Pure title against his fellow Foundation member Rhett Titus at the Glory by Honor show in Philadelphia on Friday, August 20th.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan's Hiromu Takahashi tweeted Thursday he's been cleared by doctors to return to action. Takahashi has been out with a torn pectoral muscle. The Summer Struggle Tour rolls on Friday. On Thursday's show, Taichi scored a big win over Tetsuya Naito in the main event. The semi-main between Sonata and Zack Sabre Jr. ended in a double pinfall. Friday's Summer Struggle show has Hiroshi Tanahashi versus Kenta in the main event, plus Tomohiro Ishii versus Evil. In Pro Wrestling NOAH, Masakita Miya and Keito Kiyomiya are the new GHC Tag Champions. They beat Katsuhiko Nakajima and Manabu Soya on Thursday. Francesco Akira's reign as All Japan Junior Heavyweight Champion is already over after less than a month. He was dethroned by Tsuji on Thursday. The main event of that show saw Jake Lee's first defense of the Triple Crown Championship. He beat Shotaro Ashino. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Friday, July 23rd. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.